News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It is 7:10 right now. The Tax Strategy Group has submitted papers presenting options for government ministers ahead of the budget later in the year. They're talking about a lot of things, weight taxes for SUVs, also inconsistencies, they say, in greenhouse gases. There could also be implications for the VAT rate, a vape levy. There's a whole lot in this, Charlie Weston, personal finances editor with The Independent. Wouldn't fancy being the minister trying to wade through it.
No, I don't fancy, you know, have some sympathy for journalists having to go through 12 of these papers. It's called a tax strategy group and it's led by the Department of Finance. It's where officials point out, here's the taxes we're getting in. Here's what we could do in the budget. Here are the options. And there's about 12 papers and they're fairly detailed with a lot of tables in them. But, it gives you a kind of broad hint, I suppose, Jonathan, of where they're going in terms of the budget. You're right. I mean, the farmers ain't going to be happy with the one on environmental taxes. It goes through them for a shortcut. It says essentially they're the biggest emitters of greenhouse gas in the country, but the vast majority of greenhouse gas emissions from agriculture are not subject to any environmental taxes. You know, obviously households have carbon tax, you know, that's on your home heating oil, your petrol, your diesel, your natural gas, your coal, your peat. But the majority of farming greenhouse tax, it's not subject to this. They say there is carbon tax on agricultural vehicles, but it's at a reduced rate. The officials also say that green diesel is much cheaper, 48 cents cheaper than the diesel you get at for a car or a van at a garage.
And red diesel, as they call it, isn't it?
It's agriculture diesel or whatever. It's much cheaper, you know. And then they can get a double income tax relief, it says. And they can also deduct any diesel costs from their income or their corporation tax. And it points out that Danish farmers pay far more in environmental taxes. Now, that'll go down like a lead balloon, particularly at a time when farm prices are way up because the farmers say because the input costs are up way up. You know, what's coming out of the farm gate at the moment is way up. So if you increase the environmental taxes on farmers, you make it fairer.
Any chance of a profit or a decent living gone out the window. I'm going to say Charlie.
Yeah, plus at a time when food prices are through the roof or the second highest in the Eurozone, you would just push up prices further. So, you know, that's a real head scratcher for the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, but it's one to consider. I mean, people deeply resent carbon tax. It's now generating about a billion euros a year. It will go up in the budget, as it always does, because it has to under law. So on the night of the budget, your petrol and diesel will go up because carbon tax will go up. And then later in the year, the way they do it in May, your peat, coal, home heating oil, and natural gas all go up in May, usually due to the carbon tax. So that's a very controversial one.
It used to be much simpler when it was only fags and petrol, but obviously the tax is spread a lot wider. The other thing where they're actually talking about cutting tax is hospitality. There was a lot of conversation around the cost of this last week. And again, these papers show us that if they bring it from 13.5% down to 9% to support the likes of hotels that aren't doing too badly, particularly in Dublin, it's going to cost a lot of money.
It is. If you put in hotels, restaurants, pubs, you know, pubs that serve food, and the hairdressers who have had this relief previously, particularly, you know, it started off during COVID, because they were industries, the sectors of the economy that were under particular pressure during the lockdowns. You're talking about a cost of over €1 billion. Now, it slices it in different ways. You know, if you just do pubs and restaurants and reduce the VAT for them, you could be talking as €675 million. But it says it's all very messy. If, for example, you leave out hotels, what about those hotels that offer you an all-in package of B&B and you might have a meal included there? How do you account for that? So it's quite messy. And, of course, the key thing here is, if, you know, as we've been hearing all week, if this goes through, that's less money then for tax cuts, income tax cuts. That's the way the government have framed it anyway. Are they?
But I guarantee, though, Charlie, the people, if they reduce that VAT rate, people aren't going to see that as an income tax reduction because it's a bill. They're just going to get a bill at the end of the day. It's not money going back into their pocket, which politically makes it a little less savoury.
Yeah, look, this one is a messy one. This really is messy in many ways because there's little enough money for income tax cuts already. And, if the money that they're allocating for income tax cuts, if some of that is used for a VAT cut for one particular sector, that's the hospitality sector, that's going to be very controversial. That's why they're talking about pushing out the promise they made to the restaurants to this time next year before they implement this so they'd have a bit more money. Because, I mean, even very, very, very basic income tax reductions, just to stop people paying more. You know, you earn a bit more, but if they don't adjust the what they call the indexing the tax bands and increasing the tax credits, if they don't adjust those, you end up paying more tax because the extra few bob you earn, more of it goes on, is taxed at the 40% rate. So a difficult one, yeah.
Yeah, definitely not a time to be the Minister for Finance based on all the permutations that are listed in your paper and others this morning. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you.
Interesting, Jonathan, that the tax papers also say that splitting the VAT rate for food and accommodation, which I think the government is looking at, could lead to underpayment and manipulation of the tax. So there's no easy solution.
No trust there, is there?
No. Well, maybe with good reason. Let us know what you make of it all, particularly that issue of a weight tax on SUVs. It does happen in other countries. Is it a good idea? Or do you have an SUV? Do you object? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.